dry finishing?
No, you use the word rinse.
After rinsing to dry finish. I did use the word rinse, did I not?
Yeah, but you didn't. I want it present tense. Rinse.
She
washes the dishes and rinses.
She rinses the dishes.
Okay.
Oh, but I used the past tense, didn't I? Or did I not? Oh, yeah. She rinses the dishes. Mm-hmm.
And the cloth or rag that you might use in washing the dishes?
That is the dish, we call it the dish cloth. And to dry them is the dish towel.
Okay. And the cloth or rag that you use to...
Some people call the dish rag. Because they just pick up the dishcloth, if you buy them, you buy them under the brand name.
What if you're going to wash your face? You might use
a washcloth, a wash rag, a washcloth. I think that's the way you buy them now.
Okay, what is the old word for the
wash rag?
Okay. And after bathing, you dry yourself off with
a bath towel.
Okay. And the thing that you use to turn the water on is the sink.
The faucet.
Okay. What is this outdoor that you attach the hose to?
Hydrant.
Okay. And you say, it was so cold last night that our water pipes
froze
and
burst.
Okay. And if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would
burst.
Okay. And what do people use to buy flowers?
They used to buy it in a cloth sack.
Okay, what about a big container though? Round and...
For flowers?
Yeah, or meal or something.
I don't know about anything other than you buy your flour now in a paper bag. But we never bought flour in anything but the cloth, the flour sack.
Mm-hmm.
And it was made out of a soft material, something like domestic. It wasn't as thick as domestic, it was thinner. But you could use it for, rip them apart and use them for dishcloths.
Okay, this is something that you might have to roll off the wagon with a couple of logs or boards. It's a big old...
Is that something that you had flour in?
Well, you could, yeah. A big old wooden thing.
Oh, would it be a barrel?
Okay. And something that, if molasses used to come in fairly large quantities.
But the molasses.
Mm-hmm.
The molasses would come, now it could be in a drum,
mm-hmm.
or it could be in, Hogsit. What is a hogsit? That's a huge barrel, though, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge barrel.
What about the word stand?
I've never heard that word. In a stand?
Yeah.
No, I've never heard that. Well, now, the lard used to come in a can.
Mm-hmm.
A can of lard.
Larger than a can.
Than a can?
Yeah, yeah, maybe 5 pounds.
How many pounds?
Five.
Oh, but on the farm, when they make their lard, they make it in, the can holds over 50 pounds.
Okay.
You see, I'm talking about commercial.
Yeah.
Lard, they come in cans because we have bought the lard can after the lard has, after they use the lard out of the can, then they would sell you the can. This is commercial. But they don't have cans like that anymore. They make the lard, have the lard in a pound, like butter, like a pound of butter.
Mm-hmm.
But now commercial, when I was young, they would get the lard out of the can with a paddle and weigh it up on the scale, and they had a little